Current State on WKAR. I'm Melissa Benmark. This post-Super Bowl Monday leaves the New England Patriots with NFL bragging rights for the coming year. But who's number one in the combined professional and college football world, according to the personal finance and social media network Wallet Hub? It's East Lansing. Based on a wide variety of performance factors, the Spartans' Cotton Bowl win and nearby Detroit Lions' NFL playoffs appearance placed East Lansing number two among all U.S. cities behind number one Green Bay. And East Lansing ranks first among college towns, maybe not a big surprise. It's all in Wallet Hub's 2015 Best and Worst Cities for Football Fans. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with Wallet Hub's Jill Gonzalez about East Lansing's strong showing and how her process examines schedules, stats, and more.
And then we also looked at things like average ticket prices, viewership ratings, and really tried to make it a comprehensive list of who loves football the most and where you should head if you are also a fan.
Yeah, it really looks like a lot of categories. We didn't really score a number one here in East Lansing, but that wasn't really necessary, was it, to get a high ranking?
Exactly. So we looked at a couple things. Obviously, the number of NCAA Division I football teams, but also the quality of those teams. And that's the number of wins versus the total games played from 2012 to 2014. I don't have to tell you that Michigan State has been doing very well within those 3 years. So that, of course, came into play. And then the stadium accessibility as well, down in East Lansing, a very accessible stadium. And I think this is one of the best rankings that East Lansing had for as far as fan friendliness and engagement per capita. And we range that on the number of Twitter followers and Facebook likes on the official page of each team. East Lansing beat so many other professional teams. Michigan State had more likes and more followers than almost every professional team on the list except for the Packers and the Steelers.
Oh, really? So our social media performance was quite high for MSU. And I'm seeing actually a number six ranking for what you call fan friendliness and, as you're saying, engagement on social media. We finished sixth among all the teams and communities. That was one of our highest rankings, right?
Exactly. And I think you'll be happy to know that coming in at number seven, so right after you, was Ann Arbor.
Oh, really? That's great.
So you beat them there.
That's great. Well, we have a lot of Maize and Blue fans here in East Lansing, and we love them too. But of course, green and white comes first in East Lansing and in this conversation, too. Our next best performance was ninth, and that was in number of championships won. We've won a few Big Tens, and there are a few national championships in there as well. So do you weight certain areas greater than other areas?
We do. So as far as the number and the quality, the average ticket price, those things were all weighted heavier than others. For example, the number of sports bars per capita, which East Lansing ranks number 13.
We have a lot of those, right?
Yeah, again, not too shabby, but that was weighted a half point.
I see.
Instead of a 1 or a 2 point. The franchise value, things like that, those were for NFL teams only. So we, again, weighted them a little bit less than for both of the teams.
Yeah, it was really interesting also to compare us with some of the other main categories that you looked at, including, you would think, very important, best performing college football team. Number one was Columbus, Ohio, followed by Tallahassee, Florida, followed by Eugene, Oregon, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And we certainly know what all those teams were.
Exactly, yeah. It's nice to see this kind of matchup so that we know that that is most likely true. I mean, we have the national championship right there at the top. Yeah, so those schools really speak to themselves, especially, I mean, we did just do this study this year. So these rankings, of course, can change from year to year.
Right. What were some of the surprises, if any, that you noticed in this study?
Well, Green Bay coming in at number one was no surprise there. Of course, I think there's only one thing to do in Green Bay, and that's live and breathe Packers football.
Right.
But some of the other ones, I mean, you see Tuscaloosa roll Tide at number five.
Yeah.
We might have expected them to be a top three. But I think it is interesting to see, I mean, Ohio had three cities in the top 25. That's, of course, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland. So it's interesting to see that even though Columbus has no professional team, it can hang with the two other cities that do.
I'm looking at some of the other top Michigan performers. Of course, Ann Arbor was high at number 29 overall. And I was also a little bit surprised to see in Central Michigan University, well, Mount Pleasant, that is, at number 74, really right in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, hanging in there. I think, you know, in states like Michigan, you just have this football vibe wherever you go. And no matter what college it is, I think there is that competitive edge, and people want to take part, and they want to really participate in rooting on their team.
It's Jill Gonzalez of Wallet Hub. We're talking about the 2015 best and worst cities for football fans, as recently determined by Wallet Hub. East Lansing, Michigan came in at number 2 overall in the 126 city ranking. Of course, based on the MSU Spartan football team and nearby successful playoff team, the Detroit Lions, in this past season. I'm looking at the map of your main findings, and of course, this is weighted pretty heavily in the east, where the long college football traditions remain. In the south, of course, with the powerhouse teams, and the west coast, where athletes can train and play really all year long. Any areas that really didn't perform, states that didn't rate?
New Mexico did not fare too well. Las Vegas actually came in at the very bottom of the list. But when you look at places like Las Vegas and maybe LA, there's so many other distractions there, so many other things to do. Football just isn't really a priority. Doesn't mean they're not fun cities. But if you're a football fan, you might feel a little lonely there.
Jill Gonzalez of WalletHub.com. We're talking about 2015's best and worst cities for football fans as rated by Wallet Hub. It's a lot of fun, Jill. Thanks a lot for the conversation here today on WKAR.
The whole time I didn't mention once that I went to Ohio State. Are you proud of me?
We still like you.
Okay, well, help me to help, Peter, and anytime. Thanks for having me.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.